sick condition, the crippling fears. There's gotta be a better place I can disappear.
I don't know about you, but that song made me want to disappear just a little bit.
Actually, that song made me want to stay around, I think.
Yeah, wow. It was beautiful. You have such a lovely singing voice, Pearl.
Oh, thanks.
It's very beautiful. Fills up the room. I want to remind everybody listening right now that you can call in if you have a message for the band. You can chat us on WRUB.org and you can share that message with the band. Or you can call in it. What is it? 802-656-4399. Off the noggin
call
there.
Us. Say something kind of mean.
Oh.
Are you talking to the
Colin wants to be cyber.
No, please. Actually, say something mean about Matt.
You heard it, you guys. Apparently, Matt's done something bad.
Reveal at the end of the...
Guess in the chat what bad thing you think Matt did. And if you get it right, we'll give you $100 million.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Nobody's going to get it
don't
right.
Don't ask us for $100 million, please. Yeah, this is a pretty big group
yeah.
for the studio, at least, for five-piece band here.
Yes, sorry.
Tell us a little bit.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Oh.
I was going to ask how you guys all found each other,
oh, yeah.
if you were going to go
That's
down a similar path.
I was going to go down that
route. Okay, we're both going on the same path. So how did you guys find each other?
Yeah, it was kind of a winding road. I have been writing songs for a long time, and I wanted to, last year we wanted to do Battle of the Bands, so it kind of started with that, and then we found a couple friends, and then kind of took some shifting around for a lot of time, and we've kind of finally settled on this group, and we didn't win Battle of the Bands. We didn't even get through the second to the second round. But out of that situation, we grew this little family, which is so lovely, and we love each other very much, so that makes it really special.
Aw, that's so lovely. Lindsay cracked a funny one next to me. You want to share it, Lindsay?
Well, I just said it's probably Matt's fault. You guys didn't get to second round of Battle of the Bands.
Probably.
That's one of the bad things so Matt sorry, has Matt. Done, but only one. There's more.
So does that mean you get the $10 million?
It's $100
million. Oh, $100 million.
Oops.
Do you? You said you have been writing songs for a while. Yeah. Your process as a band, do you find that you're the ones mostly writing the songs, or is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, I wrote most of these songs. We're playing one later tonight that Maddie wrote, actually. But yeah, usually I don't work well with others, unfortunately. So
it's a crazy
I'll write a song. I'll do like a demo just with like keys and voice. Whoa. Keys and voice, and then I'll bring it to these guys, and it's actually like super magical how they can hear a demo like one time, and then we'll play it, and they like bring a whole crazy new life to it. So it's the writing is me, and then the arrangement is like so much collaboration and pretty seamless most of the time.
There will even be a song tonight that I've only heard once.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna see the magic.
Have you played it at least once?
Yeah, we tried it yesterday. It's gonna go great. Yeah.
Keyword try. I will say one funny anecdote that I always tell with like the beginnings of Fawn, I suppose, is that, well, first of all, like Pearl is just like such a go-getter and is like just a really like action-oriented person, which is really wonderful because it's like what keeps us on track a lot of the times. But
that's one way to put it.
This specific instance, we were all in studio class. Well, not all of us, but me and Pearl were in studio class together, and Pearl basically just like walked up to me and this other kid in the class and like was like, guys, I want to start a band. Let's have coffee. Like complete strangers. And like honestly, that without Pearl kind of like, I don't know, always kind of setting things in motion, I feel like Fawn would never be where it is. And that was a fun moment. I always go back to that because it was just kind of like spur of the moment thing. We all met up at Vivid Coffee back in the day, and eventually it, like you said, Winding Road, it morphed its way into what it is now. So pretty cool.
Aw. That's beautiful. So you guys, you've been together for a while, or is it just you started in the Battle of the Bands era?
Yeah, it's been less than a year. I think like October was when the idea was formed, and this most recent like variation of Fawn is like what, a month old. So it's been kind of, you know, over time coming together, but this is like Fawn season 2 is what we've been calling it. You know, like this is our kind of new exciting era. We're trying to do a lot of really productive new things, which is fun.
Cool. Nice, yeah. Let's hear a song from season 2. Great. Another one, yeah.
This is a cover, actually. Hope that's okay.
Always.
Season 2, episode 1. yeah.
Through and through,
to. Self-loathing poet, resident Laurel Canyon, know it all. You talk to the walls when the party gets bored of you. But I don't get bored, I just see it through. Why wait for the best when I could have you?
That was awesome, guys. Tell us, what was that a cover of?
That was Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
Forgot about the swearing policy, so we did some on the fly.
censoring.
Hope
really
that
good
was
improv.
Good enough. We love Lana
catch any
in this house.
Nice.
Stand
we have it. A we have a guest question from my friend Eli here.
Yes. Well, as others have said, you have such an amazing voice.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear about like some artists that inspire you, some singers.
Oh my God. Ariana Grande is like my girl. I know it's cheesy, but genuinely like so much of like the singing that I do is just from listening to her for like years and years and years and just like copying what she does. So I love Ariana. Phoebe Bridgers, Billie Eilish. I'm just kind of a pop girl. Like, I don't know. We try to be indie and stuff, but I just love mainstream pop women. I think I'm just very inspired by those women in particular. Phoebe's writing, Billie's production, and Ariana's vocals.
That's lovely. Different person speaking now into the microphone. Don't know if you can tell.
You sound really different.
I know. I think we're the same exact person. But I actually think, I mean, UVM I would consider a very alternative school. And I feel like there's a lot of, not necessarily hate, but there's a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, people are like, oh, I don't listen to pop music because I'm alternative and I go to UVM. But mm-hmm. it's really nice to, you know, speak with musicians that are not necessarily in the whole alternative scene and, you know, ones that are actually, I don't know. You seem genuine and not, you don't have that, what Lindsay said, pretentious mindset.
Ariana Grande is awesome. I love Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you guys should have seen me before the mics were on. No, but that actually means a lot to me because these guys can all vouch that I complain a lot about the scene. And there's so many really talented bands through UVM. But when I was thinking about starting a band, I was really feeling like there wasn't enough femme pop here in Burlington, so we wanted to do that. That's kind of our main thing that we try and impress on people when we're talking about Fawn, is that we're trying to bring something new and kind of lacking which is, it's just nice to hear that. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. I don't know how everybody else in the band is feeling. If you guys want to share some of your like artist inspirations as well, no pressure.
I'm feeling ill. I'm just kidding.
Matt's hungry.
I shouldn't have chimed in. I don't have anything good to say. Artist inspiration, Connor Oberst, Bright Eyes. What else we got? Brady, who you got for inspiration?
I'll let Maddie go first, actually.
Oh, guitar-wise, probably John Mayer. Vocal stuff, like Lizzie McAlpine, Phoebe Bridgers.
I would say for me, my influences are definitely like a little bit different slash older, I would say. I really like Stevie Wonder and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, just like specifically like really good vocal harmony music is kind of what I'm into.
Mm. Nice.
I really like pop music, and I'm big into R&B. I like D'Angelo, Daniel Caesar, Frank Ocean, people like that, Erykah Badu.
Yeah, Ty brings that kind of vibe out to a lot of our songs, and I think it really rounds out the sound, which I love.
That's nice. It seems like you guys have a wide array of things which
we all make fun of each other for it.
No, but yeah, that's good. I feel because you each bring something different to the table. Shall we hear another song from you, lovely?
Yeah, this song is called Burn, and it's on Spotify and all of that. So if you follow us on Instagram at fawn.theband, you can find our links and you can stream our song.
Yeah.
The song's called Burn.
What? Oh, yeah, and you can give your monthly donation.
Yeah.
Just donate kidding. By streaming our song 1,000 times.
Yeah. To belong to the cult. Fawn cult. Fawn is a cult. Everyone has to give. Okay. I start that one. This is why we're not playing yet. Okay.
And watch the world as it burns.
There's something left of the page that you let me borrow that night. Get up out of your mind. Let the world turn. All that I want is to watch the world.
Was an original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our original. It's the one that we have out, so you guys can listen to it if you like it.
Burn, it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything, what is it about? You don't have to share if it's personal.
But, no, yeah. Yeah. I love to talk about my personal life. That song is... I do. Ty's like, she does. Yeah, that song is like about letting go of what's not meant for you, and kind of listening to the world and what it brings and making peace with things that leave and finding empowerment in that.
Aw, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's, I'm going to put you kind of on the spot.
Yeah.
What is like your most powerful line in that song, the lyric? Why don't you speak it to us?
I like, your metaphors are nothing but words. Whose ashes taste like black and white lies. So I'll watch the page as it burns.
Well, intense. Intense, intense stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I was just curious. I feel like sometimes there's, in songs, you know, there's always like one line that's like, oh my God, crazy that they just said that right now. Yeah. But you have anything, any questions?
Yeah, I was going to ask about the name, Fawn. Was that like, did you guys have like a rap sesh about like creating a name? Did it kind of come naturally to you guys? What does Fawn mean?
Yeah.
Let's have Matt answer this one.
Hey guys, I actually named Fawn.
Basically, I mean, I have this whole like thing about it. But basically, a lot of the songs that I write are from the perspective of kind of like a very like... submissive fawn type character, you know, like the fight or flight response, and then fawn is the third one, and it's kind of a way to live in that world so that I can feel more alive and empowered in my own life. So fawn is kind of all about that sweet, caring, oblivious character who just wants to be loved, and giving a voice to that, so that you don't have to be like that in real life. And it's also just, I just like the aesthetic of it. I like fawns. I think they're cute. We originally were deer for like 2 days. Yeah.
Deer spelt like the animal? Or
like the animal. Deer, okay. And then I was at work and I was just like looking at the list. I was like, I hate it.
Wait, so fawn, are you referring to the animal or to
a... Yeah.
Okay. But it's also, I mean, it's kind of like an entity in its...
Yes.
In
yeah, it's like, or... it's the animal, but it's also like to fawn over somebody.
Yeah.
Like having fawn.
Or having a fun time.
Hey. How do you feel about like the doe one. Eyes makeup?
Yeah.
Did you participate in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Cosplay? I mean, I don't know if cosplay is exactly what I was going for with that, but hey, I'll try anything once.
I really like that. That was super cool. I wasn't expecting such a... like.
Yeah,
a,
I always make it weird.
It's super, super deep. Would you say that you're a very like deep kind of person?
No, I don't. Maybe. I don't like to be. I think in lyrics and music and the symbolism behind songs and stuff, I like to be so that I'm not annoying in real life.
Yeah, you so know? It's kind of like a place to put. Those.
It's a place to put that so that when I'm like going around town, I can just like not be annoying.
Sarcastic, you know? And a curmudgeon.
Yeah, a curmudgeon like Matt.
Yeah. Nice. Do you guys have any Halloween plans? Should you you guys should maybe dress up as Fawn.
Well, I think that's a great idea. We should be Fawn.
We should get like double person, like 2-person deer costumes, like one person's a head and one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, a 5-person deer costume.
5-person deer costume. 5-person
deer.
Like it's a deer but with like humps, like a camel.
We were watching The Shining last night. Or a couple nights ago, and Ty and I were saying maybe we'll be the twins from The Shining, and then we were saying Maddie would be the dad who goes crazy.
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, and then Matt...
I see the resemblance.
No, I think Brady's Shelley Duvall, and Matt is the kid.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
She was great.
Oh my gosh. Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, who's so, Matt?
The kid in the tricycle.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, the red rum.
Yeah.
Red rum.
Hotel hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fit it up.
That's a good
one. Yeah, well, so maybe we'll do that.
Perfect. Totally off topic there. Let's hear some more music.
Okay.
Yeah.
The song is called Interstate.
The song is about me.
The song is about my dad, who is also named Matthew, so it makes it really weird for Matt, which I like to make it weird for Matt. Most of the time. So yeah, the song is called Interstate. Matt, 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 Matt. You always make it all about you. Matt's ready, you guys. Who am I to assume God had anything to do with it? I've been talking to Matthew on the 95th highway that only goes two ways, cross the border in Sun State. Baby girl moved away through my bag across the interstate. I've been thinking of Michael. He made sure they were okay. That was his baby's last good day. Now the flags are half raised. Then there's you. I wanna take care of you. I'll take care. You, I wanna take care of you. I'll take care of you. Maybe the wrong thing to do is to write a song about it. But I've been worried for weeks now. You're never ready for heartbreak. I've been picturing your face on the parking lot sideways, black and blue. I wanna take care of you. I'll take care of you. What if with every note I speak it into existence? Wave vacation then goodbye. Now I'm scared of the distance. What if all of this pretense has led up to this moment? What if I was the same one, but thinking everything's broken? Then there's you. I wanna take care of you. I'll take care of you. You. I wanna take care of you. I'll take care of you. You.
care of you.
Beautiful. That was nice.
That was Interstate.
Aww, that made me sad.
Oh, thanks.
That was a very the melody of that I really enjoyed, actually. Oh, too. It was kind of like odd in a very satisfying way.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's what
oddly satisfying.
Oddly satisfying. They have a word for that.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the instruments here. We have a double keyboard situation. Is that a keyboard?
Kind of. So this is, yes, a keyboard, but I don't play it. It's controlling my vocoder.
Okay.
Which you heard on Burn on the chorus, and we'll have more later on some other songs. So basically I play the keyboard and no sound, but when I talk, it vocodes, so it says what I'm saying, but just with the chords instead of words.
Taking me and Brady's jobs.
Yeah, which I really like. And then Ty has a real keyboard, which he is a wizard of.
Real keyboard.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That sounds like...
That was super cool.
I would simply never stop playing with it. It'd be like at my home.
She doesn't.
I'd be like... playing God at home. I'd be like,
yeah.
Whenever you do sound like God, unattended, Brady likes to come over and smash the keys and say something in a very deep baritone voice.
Well, we have a very, very ideal situation for this instrument to be used that is actually coming up in approximately 5 minutes. If you would like to play another song, and then we can get crazy with that. What is it, vocoder?
Yeah,
the PSA.
PSA,
PSA with the vocoder.
Love.
That's possibly never been done before.
Possibly
on WRUB.
Boundaries.
Making history.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, let's hear another song, I guess.
We can do, this is our cover of Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan.
Great song.
Ready? I started right.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Get a bar.
Just play the drums, Matt. It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With my arms are like sunroof. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call love. Only want to be the one that I call, baby. You can kiss 100 boys in bars, shoot another shot, try to stop the feeling. You say it's just the way you are. Make a new excuse, not a stupid reason. Good luck, babe. Good luck, babe. Cliche, who cares? It's a sexually explicit kind of love affair, and I cry. It's not fair. I just need a little love, and I just need a little air. Think I'm gonna call it off, even if you call it love. Only wanna love someone who calls me. Try to stop the
can't stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make a new excuse, not a stupid reason. Good luck, baby. Good luck, baby. Can stop the world just to stop the feeling.
Chapel Row would be so proud.
I hope so. Hi, Chapel.
She's totally listening right now. Oh, yeah, for sure. That was a fun little thing that happened on the keyboard at the end.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Well, it is now almost.
It's pretty much 7.
Pretty much 7 p.m. And every hour on the hour, we must, as a radio station, give a public service announcement to the listeners here. And usually the bands do something fun. Somebody will read it out, maybe play a little music behind it. And I think maybe we could have some fun here. Let's with a little it. Box. So here's a big binder, and you can choose any of the public service announcements in there that you want to read. And yeah.
F, G, A minor, F, G, kind of up and down.
So yeah.
Like burn vibes.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Are you and your friends looking for something to do after your classes are done for the day? There's plenty of local live music at UVM and surrounding venues. Some of these venues include the Slate House, Publishing House, Junktiques, and Brennan's host music quite often. Radio Bean is always hosting some groovy local talent and is open for ages 18 plus. Instead of being bored in the dorm, get out and explore the live music scene. This message was brought to you by your music-loving DJs at 90.1. WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you.
Wow. Very well done. That was absolutely perfect and so incredible. We're definitely going to have to get that one in the station for later use again. That was awesome, you guys.
Yes, I guess speaking of the live music scene.
Yeah.
You guys play music live.
Oh.
You're doing it right now.
On occasion.
Where do you guys like to play live music? Other than here, of course.
Other than here. Well, this is our top choice.
Thank you.
Love playing the Pub House, Publishing House. We were just there the other night. That's super fun. We like playing at Radio Bean. We're playing at Foam coming up, which is really fun.
Cool.
We played at Arts Riot recently. We're playing it again in October, and it's a great space. So I think those are some of our favorites. Y'all have other favorites? Did I say all of them?
The Barrage Club in the Northeast Kingdom.
Yeah, we played this awesome gig up at something called the Barrage, which is like right on the border of Vermont, Canada, like literally last exit before Canada, out in the boonies, and it was a great time. It was like a totally different scene, but it was...
How did you get involved in this rando spot?
Yeah, they just messaged us, and Patty... Reagan, is that his last name? Patty Reagan works here at UVM, and his band was playing there, and they had us open, and they just reached out. And
that's cool.
Yeah, we out.
Is Patty also the Monkey House?
Yes.
Yes. And
yeah, I've heard of Patty before.
Yeah, and he founded Waking Windows.
Basically. Yeah, right. Cool.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
He's cool.
Local celebrity.
Yeah, for real.
That's
Burlington
awesome.
Micro influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you have any gigs that I'm assuming you've played a good amount now.
Yeah.
What is your best Best/worst gigs.
Oh my god! Amazing gig
worst,
story.
I could go off. No, I don't. People love going to the worst failures first. Our worst first. You said.
The last band we had here last week also went worst first, and then tried to bring it up at the end.
Yeah, I
but
think
you could end on a low note too if you want to do something different.
I feel like we don't have any gigs that have been like total failures. Like I have like my personal worst gigs. Like we did kind of like a Welcome Fawn show, like our very first show in our friend's basement. And I immediately forgot the first words to a cover. And I was like, guys, what are the lyrics? And someone in the audience had to like pull it up on Google. It was like humiliating. So that was probably my worst gig. I don't know if you guys have any horror stories.
A few weeks ago, we were playing at Radio Bean, and I got COVID the day before the show, which was a bummer.
Yeah, that was funny.
And they had to like, did you guys end up doing like synth stuff on the
keyboard.
I think it maybe had a high pass filter
on it at some point because like it would cut out like the lower you'd go. It was great.
our favorite gigs, we've always loved playing at the Pub House. People really come out to Pub House, so we always have like an enthusiastic crowd there. And I think we all really enjoyed playing Foam.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently, mm-hmm. yeah, I was just gonna say we did Queer Takeover at Radio Bean. I think that was all of our favorite gigs.
Crowds at those.
The crowd was awesome. It was a lovely space, and there was drag on the other side, which is exactly super. What we wanted to see.
Is the publishing house the yellow one? Is it yellow?
That's, I thought it was yellow.
Are we doxing the publishing the publishing house on
air? It's not yellow. It's
DM for address.
DM for address.
It's like a drag.
No, I it's not yellow.
Like it appears in the dark, like it doesn't exist during the day.
Yeah,
it just like appears at like 8 p.m. on a Friday, and then it vanishes and turns a different color. Yeah, so maybe it's yellow during the week and then blue on the weekends.
Definitely, yeah.
That's
you can never find it.
That's gotta be it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's hear another one.
Okay.
Going off the rails.
This song is one of our newer originals. Called Pray to God, and it's, I think, my favorite one right now. Pick me up from my mother's house. I think it's amazing the way that you hold me when my spirit's down. Wanna see me on your way through town? I think it's impressive the way that you find me underground. And a soft tongue, and never aggressive. But why do I crave the violence? Terrified it'll come undone. I think it's obsessive the way that I feel in the silence. 'Cause we talk fast and we tie our lives up in a little bow. You said, thank God we took our time and we took it slow. You asked how my skin is so soft, I said, I don't know. Pray to God, I've grown up. There's a permanent knot in my neck from how I bend down. Swear to God, I've known love, but it wasn't the kind that you write home about. Mm-hmm.
tactile touch. I think it's obnoxious the way they're shut up and shut down. Somebody stop me, I've said too much. I think there's no option but letting you go before you find out. Said what's on your pretty mind, I said not much. You smile softly, look in my eyes, say I'm thinking about us. Pretty good, I've grown up. There's a permanent knot in my neck from how I bent down. Swear to God, I've known love, but it wasn't the kind that you write home about. It wasn't the kind that you write home about. Used to be down bad and downtrodden. Used to be something I'd outgrow. You said don't feel bad for not falling. You couldn't help that you don't know. But I'll come back and chase streets, so don't say you hate me. I'll see you in daydreams. I'm pretty good, I've grown up. There's a permanent knot in my neck from how I've been down. Swear to God, I've known love, but it wasn't the kind that you write home about. It wasn't the kind that you write home about. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Great job, Matthew. That was exciting.
Thanks.
He's so cool. I basically, for the last part of that song, I was just like, okay, so like, I'm going to finish singing, and then you guys kind of go like really quiet and then get loud and crazy at the end. And then Matt just like did that first try, and I was like, oh my God, so cool.
Plan executed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I liked those little clickety clicks.
Yeah, the beat in the middle too.
Yes, big fan.
He always just like brings like something new that I'm not expecting, and it's always really cool.
What was that one called again?
That song was called Pray to God.
Pray to God.
Pray to God.
Whoa. Yeah. Are you believers, all of you? Be honest.
No. Not in God as.
We're Christian pop.
Yeah. This is Christian pop. God in the form of whatever force informs what happens, but not in the God way. I think you could call this a very ungodly band. That would be a fair assessment.
You could call this band the Antichrist.
It's a cult.
And there's our soundbite.
You heard it, everybody. We're playing with a cult right now. WRUV.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, though, please chat them or call them 802-656-4399. Yeah, we'll relay any sort of message one may have to the crew.
Yeah, Logan, if you're listening, call us.
My mom says bravo.
That was a personal text, not a chat.
Bravo. Well,
that's for the band.
Yeah, my mom says, loved Pray to God. Wow.
Aww. Wow. Does she sound like that?
Got any other mom
texts? That's exactly what she sounds like.
Mine's asleep.
Asleep?
Is she in a different time zone? Yes. Okay. Thought so.
That's slightly understandable.
But she goes to sleep at like 8 anyway.
Okay. So.
Oh my gosh.
Did your mom say anything, Maddie? She said,
Pray to God sounded great.
Pray to God sounded great.
I feel like your mom was on the bandwagon. She only said that because Pearl's mom.
She just texted.
Just kidding, Maddie's mom. Aw,
the moms are listening. Go, moms. Your Thank moms. You, moms. Yeah, why don't you play something for your mom?
Aw, that's really cute. I actually do talk about my mom in this next song.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, look it is.
The anti-disappear.
That's so true. This song is called Staying Anyway.
Disappearing despite.
Drums are falling apart. It's fine.
Do you know that I'm not happy? Do you notice how I cover my chest when we're alone? Do you know what I would do if not for you? And do you feel comfortable staying anyway? Do you feel comfortable staying? Responsible for all the patience I make you lose, but I'm too hurt to put my hands on you. And do you feel comfortable staying anyway? Do you feel comfortable staying anyway? I know you do. Oh, if we're passing on the street, no, I couldn't walk by you. Oh, you're something I can't speak on, I think we shine. Oh, feed me something sweet, no, I'll open up for you. I just have to make peace that my body's not mine. Did your mother teach you to touch me like that? It was mine who taught me not to let no one push me around. But I'm too aware of the consequence to let you down. And do you feel comfortable staying anyway? Do you feel comfortable staying anyway? I know you do. Oh, if we're passing on the street, no, I couldn't walk by you. Oh, something I can't speak on, I think we shine. Oh, feed me something sweet, no, I'll open up for you. I just have to make peace that my body's not mine. And I know I'm just a game for you to play, but I stay anyway. I stay anywhere.
can't speak and I think we shine. Famous on the street, no one can run for you. I just have to make peace that my body's not mine. Oh, passing on the street, no I couldn't walk by you. And I think we shine. No, I'll open up for you. I'll just have to make peace that my body's not mine.
Nice. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Yeah, that one was not about my mom. Luckily, but did talk about my mom, which is nice.
Well, you did get a few chats. First one said, thank you, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh my god, did it say who it is?
It doesn't say who it is. Maybe it's
an anonymous...
Maybe it's a mother figure. Who knows?
Oh my god, you know, it's probably my mommy.
And then second chat said, OMG, love this song. Please put it on every set list.
Okay.
Same chatter. And then, yeah.
That's so fun.
We haven't
played this one in a long time. Like, yeah. With Matt, yeah.
This is the one that I have never back. Played before.
Yeah.
Oh, you bring did a good job.
Got through.
Bring it back.
And you got another unrelated one. If it's not a love to write at home about, why did you write a song?
Yeah, that's a great question. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, so that song, that they're talking about Pray to God, that song is about trying to love somebody when you've been loved wrong in the past. So most of the song is about this new person that you really want to love, but your last love was not good, not something to write home about, literally, because I didn't want to tell anybody about it. So it's hoping that I've moved on from that enough to love someone else. But thank you for that question. That's really, really good question.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat. Woo!
I want to ask how all you guys got started with your particular instrument.
Yeah.
Because since you guys all have different preferences with like who inspires you and stuff, I was wondering if you guys had different backgrounds too.
I had to go first?
Yeah.
Maddie
won't go first. She refuses.
I started playing the snare drum in sixth grade. And then I eventually took drum set lessons in middle school. And then I stopped taking them in high school. And then I played a lot of like jazz groups in high school. And then I really didn't. I played a little bit of drums here, but I hadn't played drums in a band in like over
Matthew
a year.
Matthew does not
before.
Play drums.
I only play drums if I like really want to. Like, I don't know. This band is like awesome. So that's, they're making me play the drums.
We love Matthew.
But yeah, I'm very much enjoying it. Brady, you're next.
So I grew up actually as a classical violinist way back in the day, but I wasn't very diligent about practicing as a kid. Kind of lost touch with music in high school a little bit, but rediscovered it in college. Kind of picked up the guitar first, and then I found out that UVM has these nice studios, so they were like, you can't use it unless you're a major. So I declared a major in music, met Pearl, and you know, we were kind of like forming the group, and then I just decided that I wanted to do bass, and yeah, I was very much like it.
My family was just super musical, and growing up, both my parents played piano, and my uncle played guitar, and at every family gathering, he'd play guitar. So one year, they, I think, decided that I was also going to play guitar, but I actually ended up loving it, so I just kind of stuck with it.
Maddie and Brady are also very talented piano players.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I started playing piano and guitar in eighth grade. Then I got to school and I saw how many guitarists there were, and I was like, I'm just going to play piano from now on. And that's my story.
All of these guys, though, play multiple instruments. Matt sings and writes songs and plays guitar beautifully. He actually has a band.
Yeah, actually, Pearl's in that band.
I'm in that band, but I'm plugging it for him. It's called Thanks, Matthew Linkla, or Lack Thereof. And his songs are incredible. And Brady plays the violin, piano, guitar, bass, and sings. Ty plays guitar, bass, piano. Maddie, piano, sings, writes songs, plays guitar. So I'm kind of the only one here who doesn't do multiple things, but these guys are... I do not play piano. But yeah, these guys are really, really, really talented. Very lucky to have them.
Definitely. Super talented group and a multifaceted group. So awesome. Yeah. I think we're ready for another song.
All right. We have two more.
Okay. Yeah.
Super. Perfect. Because we have like 20 minutes left. Perfect. We can also, we don't have to go the whole time, too.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to the bitter end.
Oh, okay.
And you're coming down with us.
Love it.
This ship is on the decline.
This song. Next song. Oh, my mic was off. Sorry. This next song. How long is it off? This next song, actually, Maddie wrote, and it's really awesome. It's a great break from my songs, which are all, like, super downers. And then we're like, guys, we have, like, three really sad songs in a row. Let's put Maddie's song in there. So this song is called Savior Complex by Maddie Winklowski. What are you doing over there, Brady?
All that clattering was just me looking for a pick.
Oh, Matt's drums are broken. We're getting through it. Let's play music.
Here we go. Sorry I'm not so compliant. I threw you pictured I would be. But I'm not sorry, I'm not putting on a show. It's telling that I'm enough for you to up and leave. Sorry I'm not so persistent in trying to meet your expectations. Didn't know that earning love could take a lifetime. Guess I don't have the dedication. And I hope you feel better. Hope it helps you fall asleep. You pack both in your baggage. You said you won't put on. God, it saves me. Didn't know all that wisdom came with 23. You say I need someone with more time. I'll say what they're feeling. Who's gone and matured and done their self-healing. I love you, Savior Complex. Didn't know I needed help. Save yourself. Sorry I lost all my interest. It seemed to bring your ego down. I wonder how the world looks now. I surprised you cause I didn't stick around. Oh, I hope you feel better. Hope it helps you fall asleep. You packed both in your baggage. You said you won't put on me. And I love your Savior Complex. God, it saves me. Didn't know all that wisdom came with 23. You said I need someone with more time. I'll say what they're feeling. It's gone and mature and done their self-healing. I love your Savior Complex. Didn't know I needed help. I love your Savior Complex. savior complex. God, I hope you save yourself. And I hope you feel better. Hope it helps you fall asleep. I can go in your baggage. Said you won't put on me. And I know I feel better, 'cause you saved me from yourself. Trying to find the missing piece, I found that you were someone else. And I love your savior complex. God, it saves me. Didn't know all the wisdom came.
Thank you. That was a lovely change of pace, I will say. Yeah.
Bring the energy up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Hmm. That was a beautiful song, Maddie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She says thank you.
Awesome. It kind of, I don't know. Something, this is so random and kind of irrelevant, but it reminded me a little bit of like one of those All-American Reject song. You know, it's like, when you see my face, anyway, I don't know. It was kind of like giving that vibe. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's my face, hope it gives you.
Yeah.
And that's a word I don't know if
I think,
to say.
I think it's allowed.
H-E double hockey sticks.
That word is, I think, allowed, actually.
Oh, forget you, heck.
When you see my face, hope it gives you heck.
Hope it gives you heck.
Yeah. That song stressed me out as a kid. I didn't like thinking about H-E double hockey sticks. It gave me like an existential crisis when it would come on the radio. That's just me. Yeah, I was thinking while you guys were playing about how you curate your set list.
Mm.
Do you switch it up? Do you guys usually stick to a similar show?
Yeah, I mean, the more songs that we write and covers that we learn, we have more flexibility. So, like, lately we've had a little bit more fun with it.
Fun with it.
Sorry, more Matt. Fun. Thank you. But, yeah, basically we just sit down and we're like, okay, what songs we need to play? You know, we put our favorites and burn because it's out and, you know, that kind of thing. And then we fill it in with ones that we want and think will fit the vibe. And then we kind of just try to not have songs that sound too similar next to each other, you know, split things up or put a cover in between two originals, that kind of stuff. It's just kind of about, like, keeping the audience engaged, I think, is how we decide the order of stuff.
Does it change based off, like, if you're playing at, like, Foam Brewers versus, like,
totally.
Queer Night Out at, like, Radio Beam?
Yeah.
Like, are there, like, songs where, like, oh, like, maybe this group of people, like, at
Absolutely.
Foam wants, like, something more chill?
Our beer songs.
Our beer songs.
A lot of songs about beer.
Like, you wouldn't
have heard any of your beer songs tonight?
Interstate, like the really slow one we played, we haven't played in a long time because we don't really play that at like basements and stuff because people don't really get hyped to it.
You can't open up the pit to
Although
the sad
songs. I had a guy at our last gig. He we didn't know him, you know, it was a first time Fawn listener, and he came up to us after the show and he was like, you know, I came for like getting hyped, I didn't come for the slow stuff, but the slow stuff was my favorite part. And I was like, oh, thanks, because, you know, a lot of people kind of leave when you start singing the slow stuff. But I had a talking to the audience and I was like, guys, if you want to be a Fawn fan, you have to be cool.
Have you guys ever had a mosh pit in any of your shows?
Nope. Not gonna happen.
Maybe next time.
Oh, do you want to start it?
Here, right now.
I'm just curious. At one of the Battle of the Bands, like 2 years ago, there was a mosh pit in the Davis Center because Brunch was playing.
That was silly.
Yeah, I was there. Cool. Yeah, they're cool. Hyped up.
Yeah, Brunch gets hyped.
Kind of band.
Do you So you have the song Burn Out. Is there any other music that you have? Anything you're working on? Future plans about that?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, so the next and last song we're going to play is called Dog Without a Bone. We're finishing it up. It's going to be out soon with a music video. We're filming next month, the beginning of the month, we're filming our first music video. And we're going to put that out, hopefully, like, maybe in the late fall or winter time.
Cool.
We're very excited. We've been planning this for a long time, and I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Wow. Yeah. Are you cool. getting, like, a professional to film it, or are you getting friends and stuff?
Yeah, so it came friend. Together. My friend Caleb, who's in the band 99 Neighbors, and has a lot of experience with that kind of stuff, offered to direct a music video for us for free because he's cool and awesome. And then we're hiring videographers. It's kind of just like a jumble of people who are willing to do things for us for very little money just because they believe in the project, which is exactly what we were looking for and what we need. So we've just been saving up and planning. So, yeah, we're really excited for that.
Should donate to help us reach our fundraising goal.
Yeah, donate. Please.
Give to the fund.
Give to the... Yeah.
Give.
Give.
Give this month. Be
awesome. You guys have a chat, and it says, cheering on Fawn from aww. Massachusetts.
Ooh, probably. Massachusetts.
Is anybody from Massachusetts?
Three of these people are from Mass.
Lots of Massachusetts anybody. Love.
If it's Ivy's parents listening from Massachusetts, she thanks you.
Thank you. We love you. Ivy's parents. Or anyone else.
All right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, and I think this would be a lovely time to play your song that will soon have a video out.
Yes.
And then we'll wrap things up a bit.
Why would you say that? This song is called Dog Without a Bone. Ancestral desire, warm-blooded hound. My body is tired, my lover's in the ground. Been trained to retrieve, there's dirt in my bed sheets. Curl up in the laundry. Guess I'm still a puppy with a bleeding heart and a feral mind. Got my hackles raised and a predator dry when I feel her body close. But lust is a deal that no one keeps, and the church bells ring as I'm spitting out teeth. But God won't call me home. I'm a dog without a bone.
Remember when I thought my instinct for caring was like a disease, and it made me wild, it made me a canine child, and I'm teething for comfort. I thought I could find some relief in a woman tortured, a grand design, more of a concept at 25, with honey in her throat.
Hyped it up and it was worth it. It was awesome. Beautiful harmonies.
Thanks.
Big fan. No vogue box.
Vocoder?
Vocoder. Yeah.
Really, really close.
Yeah. Cancel big vocoder. Real organic harmonies.
Well, I did use the vocoder on that. Plus the harmonies. But it's fine.
That was awesome.
I will say when we arranged this song, this was one of the songs that like I feel like every song has a different story with like how it like comes to fruition. With this one, Pearl showed it to the band, and then the next rehearsal we kind of like arranged it and put it together, and it just felt natural from the very first note. And like that was, it's not the case with every song, but it definitely was with this song, and it just felt really good.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Sounded natural, and you guys were all very into it, so that was awesome.
These guys are really awesome where I can like bring a demo that's just keys and voice, and I will just play the song, and I'm like, okay, in this part, it's really big, okay, and then here, you know, I kind of just like basically like sign language it out, and then they like play it, and it's perfect. It's just like they see it, they can see it, and then they do it. I like when you vocalize the drum. Like that.
Awesome. Well, you guys have been such a pleasure to have on Exposure this week. Do you want it before we, you know, really wrap things up? Maybe tell us about any, where we can find your music, any upcoming gigs,
yeah.
Promote yourselves a little bit. I'd
love to promote ourselves. So you can find us on Instagram at fawn.theband. Our Spotify link's there, Apple Music, everything. You can stream Burn, which we played earlier tonight. We also have some shows coming up. We're playing October 5th at Foam Brewers. It's going to be a really fun night. It's like a femme and non-binary night of performances. And I think they're unveiling a new beer release.
New beer.
And then on October 18th, we'll be at Arts Riot, which is a great venue. I think we're going to be playing with our friends, Charlie Uffman and friends, who are awesome. And
there's
that's
two of them right here.
There's two of them are in this band, but it's fine. Bandception. But that's where you can find us.
Awesome. Wow. Well, you guys have been absolutely incredible. We were serenaded, dreamy loveliness with Fawn. Feel like you're looking at us with these beautiful doe eyes right now, you know, coming from the band. And I really just, you were awesome. Thanks for playing.
Thank you guys.
Of course. Yay. And this is Fawn the Band on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Yeah.
Now it's time to disappear.
Now it's time to disappear. Tune in next week, though, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Charlie Uffelman Band is next week.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. So you guys are going to be back in the station. Tune in for that. Thank you so much. We're going to send it on back out to our regular programming.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening to 90.1 WRUV Exposure. If you're just tuning in now, so sorry, but you just missed Fawn play live and have some awesome conversation. If you just missed it and you still want to hear it, you can go to our website and the recording of it will be up there for the next week. You can just hit play from 6 p.m., I think, on Exposure, so do that if you missed it. Next week we have Charlie Uffelman coming on for Exposure. So again, right here, 90.1 from 6 to 8 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. This has been P Breezy with WRUV Exposure. It is 7:45. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening and thanks for tuning in.
watch the loners gracefully get laid across the couch. Couple friends sprawl.
need time to change your style. What that is, got a new play. Oh, ain't really gotta break it down. It's really hard to fake it down. How many times you came around? Everywhere got that local little hit. Now can I kick it? The always new click. If there's a new thing, he's always doing it. Always on that new thing, but don't finish. I think it's time for a couple questions. Like how you ain't never working a shift. Like how you wildin' but still pay rent. But it's simplistic as parents all rich. How many times do we gotta sing this song that we don't wanna hear that we no more? And this ain't just a case of the itching zone. Pushing 30, trying to get it still. If you would stick your neck out for anything, why don't you get your girl a little diamond ring? And maybe buy your kids all some new clothes. Cause you be staying fresh, but they got holes. Look who it is, look who they came through. Yeah, how many times you came around? Oh, you got a new fit, what those some frames too? Yeah, how many times you change your style? What that is, got a new play. Oh, ain't really gotta break it down. It's really hard to fake it down. How many times you came around?
You the type to link and build at a urinal. Your granny died, you taking fit pics at the funeral. You pushing 30, sending bad to genitals. Grown men calling Rocky they spirit animal. If you don't make it to Paris, your care is critical. You call your little homies big bro and it's pitiful. You in denial, you think that really with you. And when they say they don't, you claiming it's political. Richie, the math don't add up. How the f*** are these on vacation this much? Tax fraud, daddy's car, man, it's gotta be one. I put that on their Air One membership in the air in my lungs. Look who it is, look who done came through. Every week it's Mr. This and Mr. Me Too. Your mama in the same crib, you got a new coupe. Priorities f***ed up, boy you is not us.
Look who it is, look who done came through. Yeah, how many times you came around? Oh, you got a new fit, what those some frames too? Yeah, how many times you changed your style? What that is, got a new play. Oh, ain't really gotta break it down. It's really hard to fake it down. How many times you came around? I'ma need you to do this every time they come around. He do the ooh. Yeah, yeah, let me in. Ooh.
Perfect memory, I could paint it. Paint it in my sleep. Won't you come on, come on over now for a little while. We could go all night, baby, drink then get a little high. I tell my friends I found a see it now, on the inside looking out.
to him, I could feel it crashing soon. And I knew one day it would get the best of me, take all I have, there's nothing left to me. I don't know how, but I figured it out, and I feel it now. Living in a